Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. You should have a prayer altar where you daily commune with your God, which could either be on your bed, beside it, or on the chair. Or if you have a special place created for that purpose for you and your family, fine. In life, one will either have a secret place or is in a secret court. Someone may say, but I'm not in a secret court. Well, you think so. If you are not in Christ, then you are in the other side of the, you are in the other kingdom. I did not say so. That's what God said. Wake up daily to have a quiet time with God, your maker. Do so by listening to Turning Point, receiving the prayers, the teachings, the testimonies, and the prophetic blessings. Then forward it to your contact daily. As I've said here many times, doing so is a service to God and a blessing to humanity. Welcome also to Sunday, the 31st day in March, which happens to be the last day in the month and in the first quarter of the year. It is also Easter Sunday, the resurrection morning. In line with our tradition, sow a seed gift of any type, of any kind, of any amount to someone's life tomorrow, April 1, the first day in the new month, also Easter Monday. We call it seed gift. It could be food item, raw or cooked, clothing materials of any type, a notebook, a booklet, airtime, which we call a charge card here, or any amount, a biro, a handkerchief, something. All right? Do it. Turning Point booklet or some other things, even any amount. Nothing is small, nothing is big. Pray over it before giving it to anyone that God may lay on your heart. Ask God to give you a return harvest in several folds. Do it if you can. There's no compulsion in it at all. It is willingly and voluntarily. But from the testimonies we daily receive, it works wonders. Now open your hand and heart for today's prayers and prophetic impartitional blessings. Be responding with amen. I receive it. With an anointed tongue, I pronounce God's blessing on you and everything connected to you this day. I say, no matter the challenges of this season, the quality of your life shall not come down, shall not be reduced. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, that's God's memo to us today. He says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Your needs, be they spiritual, physical, financial, material, marital, mental, psychological, or societal, shall be supernaturally and adequately met these days. Who is this under serious pressure? Yes, pressure or pressing needs. Do this if you can. Walk towards the wall in your room or wherever you are. Rest your back on the wall and then open your two hands up to God. The pressure over you is hereby broken. God shall meet that need and supply what you need beyond your imagination. He will use likely and unlikely sources, likely and unlikely people to solve that problem and pull you out of it. If human beings are involved, he will touch their heart in your favor. Your fears will not happen. Listeners, that we minister in church today. Today, either as a chorister, an usher, a church warden, protocol, intercessors, teachers, preachers, or in any capacity at all, I prophesy God's strong anointing to come on you today for unusual result. Come on you now. You shall minister in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please anoint yourself before you go. TPGF and listeners, whether you will be in church or not, wherever you may be, God's overwhelming presence and blessings shall be there with you also. March 31 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Be covered by God's divine presence. God shall give you special birthday gift you will live to remember. Many people also shall come. They will remember you and bless you for your birthday. Happy birthday. Right? This is day 7 of our week of intense, intentional, fervent, effective, and persistent and passionate prayers. God shall answer all these prayers for you and the people you daily forward it to. From tomorrow, we shall enter the healing week. All shall be healed in Jesus' name. First prayer today now is connected to resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, and John 14, verse 19, part B of it. But now is Christ risen from the dead and had become the first fruit of them that slept. John 14, verse 19, the last part of it. Because I live, you shall live also. Let's combine the two. Pray with fervency. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, because Christ lives, because Christ has risen from the dead, I will rise also. By God's grace and power, I shall rise taller than my challenges. I shall rise higher than all my needs. Because Christ has risen, my destiny will not remain down. My health will not remain down. My family, my career, business, calling, and investment shall not be crawling on the ground. I shall rise and soar like the eagle. Because Christ lives, I will live also. I shall live and not die. I shall live to fulfill my purpose in Jesus' name. Say amen. Next prayer, see connected to resurrection. You know Jesus died on Friday, Good Friday, and he rose again on the third day, which is Sunday today. Let's pray with 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. He rose again the third day. Today is that third day. Let's convert that Bible verse to prayers. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, on this resurrection day, I prophesy to any part of my life and destiny buried in visible or invisible grave. Resurrect. Resurrect. Rise up and live. As Jesus Christ rose up from the grave and Lazarus also came out of the grave, my life and destiny come out of obscurity. Move to the front line. Move to the limelight. Oh Lord, my God, mark me out for visibility. Let your grace on my life speak for the whole world to see and to hear. Let that same power be on my children and on my family also. I am not in hiding. My life is not in hiding. I am not forgotten. I am not obscure. I will shine forth and bless the whole world. My children, my enterprise, everything connected to me shall shine forth and bless the whole world in Jesus' name. Now, still on resurrection, let's use Luke 24, verses 5 and 6 in this prayer. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake to you when he was in Galilee. Why seek for the living among the dead? That's heavy. Let's convert that Bible verse to prayers. Say it loud and clear. Say, oh Lord my God, let them not find me where I used to be. Let them not find me where they left me. Let my rising up and moving forward surprise the whole world. Let my transformation and manifestation confuse my opposition and detractors. You will not find me where you left me. Your expectation of my redundancy and stagnancy shall fail. By the grace of God, I am moving forward. I am making progress. I am making profit. I am gaining momentum. I am rising higher in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, this is a prayer that must be answered for you. You will move forward and you will make progress. Let's take one more now on ascension to glory. Today is resurrection. Tomorrow is ascension to glory. Easter Monday, ascension day. Let's engage Acts chapter 1 verse 9. And when he had spoken this word, while they beheld, he was taken up out of their sight. Pray it like this. Let my rising up in life be by your supernatural power, O Lord. Let my changing from level to level, my business from level to level, my children from level to level, my calling from level to level, beat their imagination. Let my generation watch me rise higher and higher, taller and taller, bigger and bigger, richer and richer, in Jesus' name. Let my children also follow the same trajectory. Let them rise and let them soar, in the name of Jesus. Say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, within 7 days, you will begin to see the manifestations of these powerful prayers. TPGF and listeners, this is the correct way to pray, using Bible verses and scriptures, God's word, to pray to God. Change your prayer mode. If it is just praying and praying, prayer and prayer without the word content is empty noise. That is why many people complain that they pray and pray, there is no answer. They pray and they pray empty prayers. No Bible content in their prayers. Please forward this to all on your contact. Let them also listen and pray the same prayers. They will see great result. Join us online in the 2 special Easter Sunday services today. And if you are around our centers, be there. 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. first service, and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. It is special Easter Sunday service. Watch live or watch later, but make sure you watch it. Let the resurrection power come over your life. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, personal and corporate tithing, if you are battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitments, the vows, and the 3333 seed, we have sown this third month of the year. You can still sow your own today if you have not already done so. From tomorrow, we will move it to 44444. 4, number for balance and stability. Whatever you do that brings the glory, you do it more. We did this, sowing special seed correlating with the month, and it has opened financial heaven and other blessings that we cannot even describe. Let's keep doing it. It's working. Keep doing it. I pray for you today. The glory of God shall be strong on you. You are ending this month strong. You are starting the new month in laughter, in fulfillment, and in testimonies. The power of God, the power of resurrection shall be on you. What God cannot do does not exist, because God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Happy Easter. God bless you.